coming up at 20 after the hour, we're going to talk about celebrities, family members, friends, fans. They all paid their final respects to Nipsey Hussle at his Celebration of Life Memorial Service yesterday at the Staples Center. But first, in today's entertainment news, Wendy Williams has filed for divorce from her husband, Kevin Hunter.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. A lot of people were wondering if she was ever going to do it, and here it is. The split Whoa. Comes after nearly 22 years of marriage, and most recently, Kevin's alleged mistress, Sharina Hudson, having a baby. Wendy's been going through a rough patch. She's been going through a lot lately, living in a sober house and getting round-the-clock help to deal with addiction issues. Wendy and Kevin, who's also been her manager for quite a while, have been married for more than 20 years, as I mentioned, 22. They have son together. Wow.
Who been? They've been married for 22 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, Wendy been married. Not clarity, though. Not Junior's clarity.
Put
who been married in here. No, Wendy's been married.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
If this was another celebrity, she would be talking about it big time.
But see, somebody got Wendy together.
No, she would, Carla.
You're
right about it. She would be doing
celebrity.
It. That's what she does.
And yeah. I also heard on TMZ, Shirley, did you hear this, that the papers were served to Kevin on the set of the show?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Because he's her manager.
Right
he was there.
Is he a producer on the show?
EP, yeah.
Uh-huh. EP.
He's an EP.
Her manager. Mm-hmm. And they said they had extra security there. Just in case, you know, he was upset or, you know.
Well, yeah. Who are we going to trip with, huh?
I don't know.
But let me just say this.
You can't trip.
It's hard. It's easier. It's hard to talk about yourself. It's way easier, I'm sure, to talk about other people's problems. But to talk about Lord, I don't wish that on anyone. Wish her the best. Hope she comes out on the other side a better person. And actress Lori Loughlin didn't anticipate getting jail time in the college admission scandal.
What she thought was going to happen.
Excuse me? Yeah. Now that she and her husband, Massimo, are facing up to 40 years behind bars, she's freaking out. She's also kicking herself for not taking the deal that Felicity Huffman took. Turns out that, Lori Loughlin thought prosecutors were bluffing the whole jail time thing.
Mm-hmm. What was the plea deal that the other lady took?
4 to 10 months, something like that. 4 to 10 months, I think.
Yeah, I don't think they've done the sentencing part yet, but she did plead guilty. Uh-huh, we do know that.
But I got three kids. Back. Have y'all not looked at y'all kids and realized what they not going to be? Have y'all not realized this? Am I the only one? Have you not looked at your kids? Like, you're not fit to be president. I got a couple of them that I know ain't going to be president. You ain't finna be a doctor or a lawyer. I see that. So I'm not finna spend $500,000 on you for something I know you not finna to be. Why would I do that? Why would I invest in that? Right. You're not finna to be that.
You're just keeping it real.
Wow. You ain't a doctor what? Dr. Stupid, you ain't supposed to be nothing else other than that.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, anyway, she's seeing the light now, thank God. She's taking it seriously now, 40 years, and she and her legal team are looking at things quite differently now. Steve?
What does she think, though?
I guess that, you know, she
If you're up with some charges, and the crime could hold up to 40 years. Mm. At what point do you start thinking 4 of them would be rough?
Yeah. Yeah.
4 months.
Four days, dog.
But if you've been getting by and paying for things and being rich and living this fabulous life, I mean, that's her world. So
you see how many autographs she's signing when she walk in that courtroom this time.
All right, we got to get to the headlines.
But why is
Steve?
I'm doing this for my kids? Why I can't be rich with these dumbass kids? Why I can't be that?
We got
ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.